Dan Bernstein here from my friends at Aloha Restoration. Record rains and storms to start spring here, and every other person I talk to is dealing with a flooded basement. Some service companies just tear out the damage, and you have to hire another company to restore it. Aloha Restoration will take your flooded basement from ruined to restored. Speaking from personal experience, Aloha was with me from start to finish, restored my water damage, made my home look as good as new. Aloha is the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Plus, up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. Get an entire GE counter-depth kitchen package for under $2,900. No rebate, no hassle, no kidding. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here
or here
or here. One of the nation's best savings rates opened online at a Capital One location or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Carter pressure. It's to Jenkins. To Drew for the win. Gone. He did it. Bryce Drew did it. Falpo has won the game. A miracle.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bryce Drew joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, Bryce.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for that that intro there.
Little pick-me-up.
Well, there were a lot of great moments for you, but that is one that we all remember, along with your time with the Bulls and of course, former Indiana Mr. Basketball. Was that Indiana kind of that connection, the Hoosier handshake, how you got Darius Garland to Vanderbilt?
You know, Darius actually went to the Valpo camp when he was in third grade. And so wow. I've known Darius and his family for such a long time. And I tell you what, just seeing him, you know, being with him here in New York, seeing him last night and the smile on his face, man, it's so awesome to see his journey and see what he's about to become right now, you know, tonight, and how his life's going to change.
Bryce, it says a lot about the family's relationship with you and yours with the family that they wanted you there, invited you to be with them in New York for the big moment tonight. Five games into Darius's freshman year, he goes down with a knee injury, a torn meniscus, the tough season that followed. Vanderbilt parted company after the season, so you maintain a relationship with them. How would you describe his state of mind going into this draft? He, to me and to a lot of people, is the most compelling guy because of the unpredictability at that four spot after the first three picks. What's the last day and a half been like with him, and what do you expect tonight?
Yeah, you know, if he'd have played all year, I think obviously the story's a lot different. You know, I even think, you know, he's the best point guard in the class. He's just too pure of a basketball player as far as vision and scoring and feel and pace and leadership and winning. You know, he just brings all of that to the table. And so it was really unfortunate. Obviously, he only played the games that he did. But, you know, he's done a great job getting healthy in his workouts. The feedback I've gotten from teams, they're very impressed with what he's done with his body and his strength, with how he has shot the ball. And so, you know, I think they feel really good about the position that he's in going in tonight.
We know you were here in Chicago and talking with the Bulls. Minnesota is supposedly interested in moving up. Boston is another team that wants to move up. It seems like there are, I guess the last I read, six teams that want to move into that number four pick with an eye on getting him. How many of those teams are you talking to, and what are you telling them about the kid?
Yeah, you know, the last 72 hours, it has been a whirlwind just with phone calls and just all the different scenarios going across, you know, possibilities on his plate. So we've had some great conversations with teams, and that's one thing, you know, just being in the profession, you know, I have to be as honest as I am, you know, with these guys, because I want to know for sure what I think they're getting. And you know, for 6 years, I had a great seat in the front row at NBA games, and so I got to see a lot of really good point guards and players. And he does some things on the court that I only saw a few players do, as far as just his vision and how easy the game comes to him, and you know how he can make you look bad with just his dribble moves and his pull-ups and different things that he does. And so, you know, to speak the truth on him is very easy. I think he's that talented, and you know, I think that he's going to make a franchise immediately happy as soon as he gets there.
When you look at the Bulls, Bryce, and we talked about it this morning, they would have to move up. They would have to make a bold trade to go from 7-4. A lot of other teams would be in the same situation, are still considering doing just that. What's preventing someone from taking Darius Garland when you talk to them? What's their biggest concern? Is it health-related? Is it just not seeing him enough at a high level, you know, in college, playing against college basketball talent and competition? What do you hear the most?
You know, we haven't gotten into, you know, a lot of that detail. Just as a coach who coached him, and then, you know, being an NBA for several years, you know, is health. You know, if he's healthy, you know, I think he's extremely, you know, successful. I think any team that passes, you know, practically besides Zion maybe, could be upset, you know, 10 years from now. And the other area which he has really done a great job was just the strength. You know, he came 18, you know, 170 pounds. And now he's in the draft, you know, over 190 pounds in that area. So he's done a great job with his strength. I think, you know, going back to all the teams and different scenarios, you know, I think Lush is going to be fit, you know, if they want a guy who come in and have the ball in his hands and make other guys better. And what he brings, you can't teach, you can't coach. He has a charisma to him, how he plays the game, and he just electrifies a room. And you know, there's no value you can put on that. You know, the fan bases will fall in love with him because of his personality, his smile, and just the charisma he plays the game of basketball with.
You know, it's very interesting because I think I've heard a lot of comparisons to a young Kyrie Irving. And you think immediately, well, you know, I get it. Kyrie didn't play at Duke. He got hurt. He played, I think, 7-8 games. And you look at Darius, and he was only able to play 5 for you. Mm-hmm. But it's beyond that. It's that the comparison is playing style. It's not strictly the lack of playing ability.
Yeah, and you know, I get careful on comparisons just because every guy, I think, is different. He definitely has some of the dribble moves and the offensive explosiveness that Kyrie has. But I think he's more he has a little Chris Paul in him, too, with the leadership and just being, you know, a point guard, kind of before Chris went to Houston. When he ran the show and got people involved. And so, you know, Darius has won everywhere he's been. He won 4 straight high school state championships. The biggest Nike tournament, his team was led him to be runner-up. And then with us, he was 4-0 before he got hurt. So if you look at his track record, like, he wins. And I think that's one of the biggest attributes that he'll bring the team is some nights he might score 12 points and then 14 assists. Other nights he's going to get you 27 and 7 assists. He's just capable of running a team how a point guard should run a team.
So if his name is called tonight over at the Advocate Center and the Bulls end up with Darius Garland, that means that they moved up. It means that they are ready to, you know, identify him as a building block, certainly as part of this rebuild. 100% healthy, Bryce? And is that accurate in terms of having him ready to play summer league for whatever team that drafts him?
You know, I haven't gotten into the summer league stuff or what his plans are with his agent, but he's healthy. You know, he looks great. His body looks great. He's moving great. His workouts, again, I've gotten feedback from people that just saw him that said how good he looks in the workouts. So, you know, I don't think that's going to be an issue at all. I think, again, just boils down to the need of the team at that pick and if they want a point guard or not.
You know, obviously his dad played in the NBA, Winston Garland, and he ended up moving to Tennessee, won 3 Mr. Tennessee basketball honors. I mean, that's pretty impressive to get not 1, 2, but 3 of them. Tell us about the process of getting to know the family, the process of you know, becoming this close with him and recruiting him.
You know, they're from Gary, yeah. You know, right across the border there. And so, you know, they have many family is here from Gary Maryville area that still live there. And so, you know, they still have, that's their home. You know, that's the place that's still in their heart. So, you know, we had that connection, obviously, and just knowing a lot of the same people and being from the same area. We both have great pride in Northwest Indiana, Chicago. You know, we love those areas. So, you know, it was an instant connection with that. And then just the history, again, Winston played in the NBA. When I got done playing the NBA, you know, I went back to coach, so we connected again. You know, Darius coming. So once we moved to Nashville, it was easy. Just he was the first call, went down, kind of reconnected, you know, talked about old memories, old stories. And, you know, we just recruited him as hard as we could because, again, he was a building block. He was going to change our whole program. And, you know, I think he'll help the franchise. He's going to bring a lot of hope immediately to a franchise. He's going to bring a lot of excitement. And I think he's going to be a fan favorite, you know, wherever he goes.
Bryce, you're doing a great job of selling the region. I mean, you could do that forever if you wanted to. What is next for you, though? You have a lot of different options. You obviously probably not happy with the way things ended at Vanderbilt, but you're still a young man. You still have a lot of quality experience coaching Division One. What the NBA could also be calling, maybe broadcasting. What's next for Bryce Drew?
You know, obviously really disappointed how the year went. Really thought we'd make up for it next year and get right back where we were, you know, originally wanted to be. But it's been really nice transition. Had some opportunities in college, some opportunities in the NBA that I've looked at. I really want to coach in college right now. And so there was nothing that really just grabbed me. So, you know, hopefully next March or April, you know, there'll be some opportunities that that I really want to jump at. And this year I'm just going to learn, you know, very seldom can you sit back and really try to get better at what you do. And, you know, I'm really planning on visiting a lot of NBA teams, college teams, and just really getting better this year.
Hey, thanks a ton. It's great catching up with you. Really appreciate the time.
Enjoy yourself tonight, Bryce.
Thank you, guys.
That is Bryce Drew.
Yeah. Good scouting report on Darius Garland.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what.
Good young man who's gone through hell.
Well, I think, listen.
It'd be easy to get excited about him if they draft him.
I think we get very excited. I think the problem is that, again, there are a lot of teams looking to move up.
Yeah.
There are a lot of teams that have a lot of assets that are looking to move up.
Also, so the price.
The price is going to be a heavy one, and I don't know how protected that pick would be. The second pick you'd have to give, along with number 7. We should let everyone know that the Bulls draft coverage on The Score tonight is going to be live on 670thescore.com via the radio.com app. So you can join Chuck Swirsky, Bill Wennington, Steve Cashel, Cody Westerlin, David Schuster, our guy Tony Gill, all live from 6 to 10 p.m. David Schuster will take over on The Score after the Cubs game is over. And the big question is whether the Bulls are keeping that 7th pick or they're going to trade it. And you can listen live tonight starting at 6 p.m. on 670thescore.com. All right, we're going to bring in Dan and Connor, and we'll talk to them. I hope they had fun yesterday. It seemed like things got a little out of control at the end of the show. We'll talk to Dan Bernstein about his many hidden gifts, one of which is the ability to open the throat and suck down a beer faster than anybody in Score history.
Who knew?
Congratulations to him. And apparently he did that in college. It was Bobby Hurley who was the victim. They were both frat boys at Duke, and Bernsey buried him with his chugging ability. So Aaron Rodgers should be shamed that Dan Bernstein is even walking the earth. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
On August 5th, join 670 The Score for the McNeil and Parkins Charity Golf Outing at Seven Bridges Golf Club.
Oh, he got out of that one.
Enjoy a day of golf with your friends, favorite Score personalities, and local celebrities. Benefiting the Turning Point Autism Foundation. Buy your foursome before it sells out. Visit 670thescore.com/golfouting now. That's 670thescore.com/golfouting.
Napa Know How.
Right now, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Conventional Motor Oil for just $11.99. That's a pretty unbelievable deal for a pretty unbelievable oil. But trust us, it's totally real, but only for a limited time. So get your 5-quart jug of Napa Conventional Motor Oil for only $11.99 today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Limit 6 per customer. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Plus, up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. Get an entire GE counter-depth kitchen package for under $2,900. No rebate, no hassle, no kidding. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds and his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No, Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes. Warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank. Where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One NA member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Get to Old Navy today. All tees, all shorts, and all dresses are on sale now for 50% off. That's right. Get 50% off all tees, 50% off all shorts, and 50% off all dresses. Get the styles you want most right now with shorts from just $12 for adults, $8 for kids. Tees start at just $7 for adults, $6 for kids. Don't miss out. Hurry into Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 6/19 to 6/26. Excludes in-store clearance, active, licensed, men's packaged, flag styles.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remain a balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto-pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
If you love soccer, you need to check out the latest soccer podcast on Radio.com. The First 11, featuring Mr. Soccer Bill McDermott. Listen weekly as Bill interviews guests and covers topics from MLS expansion.
We have had some very real support and some real enthusiasm.
To European and Champions Leagues, The First 11, sponsored by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager, and famous among friends. Download and subscribe today on Radio.com and the new Radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Talk with Cubs reliever Brandon Kinsler. Is there an element as a reliever who throws that kind of stuff where you can overthrow the sinker? I remember when Brandon Webb was doing his thing and Dan Heron was doing his thing, that they could get early in the game, you could kind of get to them because they were throwing hard enough that the sinker wasn't kind of like taking that bite. Is that a factor for you when you come out of the bullpen?
100%. Sometimes when you're too fresh, throw right through the sink. Sometimes when you're too tired, you have to overthrow and the ball just doesn't spin right. You can't get the right extension. There's just a happy medium there. And you just got to really know what you're feeling like that day. What you, sometimes you're like, well, my sinker's probably going to be spinning too much, so I'm going to go with more changeups today to at least make it look like a fastball. And hopefully it's 6 miles an hour slower.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Top of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Western Conference champion Wolves would like to thank their loyal fans for making this 25th anniversary so special. Thank you.